Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Ha, y'all already know what it is. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LeJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with the REI Radio Network. Excuse me, baby. Now, y'all know that this network boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, 14 DRT tracking radio stations, 25 top charting artists nationally across the 150 independent charts, top 50 R&B and hip-hop charts, and top 200 worldwide charts, baby. Now, y'all know the artists that we have on here are no small things. So I'm going to need y'all to get it up and ring it in for my boy, Mr. Burger, in the building, baby. What's good with you, Papa? All
right, what's good? What's good? Chill.
Yo, I'm glad to have you in the building.
Oh, yes. How y'all doing today?
Now, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the people and talk about the latest single that you got out right now.
Oh, yeah, I got this song track called Wet. It's featuring me, my boy Tuso, and one of my kinfolks, TMC, Texas Makers. Just trying to switch it up a little bit because the holidays, trying to do some R&B with some, I call it R&G, rhythm and a gangster. So just trying to put a new twist on it, on the industry right now.
Now, I'm feeling that. Now, who is the vocalist on that joint? Because I read my ears across that mic, and you know what I'm saying? I was feeling it. But I was feeling the vocalist, too. You know what I'm saying? So who is the vocalist on that? Make that clear.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy, Tuso. He's out of Phoenix, Arizona, originally from Texas. So that's my boy, Tuso.
Okay. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, he got an album coming out.
Yeah.
T-U-S-O.
Yo, I definitely like the collaboration y'all put together on that one. And the beat, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that beat. That beat had me rocking, honey. Like, the combination of all that together is a winning combination. Shouts out to you on that wet, honey. So, all my people out there, if y'all looking for something to get real smooth and slippery on, I'm going to need y'all to hop on over and get on that wet. You feel me? No doubt.
Yeah, it's
now,
good. I just like to just keep it pushing and keep trying to make stuff happen, you know?
Yes, definitely. Now, what's the hardest thing? Because it seems like, you know what I'm saying, with the music that you create, it seems like you really have everything together, you know what I'm saying, very professionally, I might add. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what is one of the hardest things that you've had to overcome, you know what I'm saying, being as you are doing such big things right now?
The hardest thing is, kind of simple thing, but the main thing I say is it's just like you gotta watch who you're networking with for the most part, because there's like a lot of drama going on in the industry. So just kind of try to stay clear of all that and try to do my own thing. So that's pretty much the main thing. Just like watching out who you doing business with, pretty much in the industry.
Definitely, because networking is definitely a big thing, and people don't get that a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? That's these cats, I see them going to shows, and they performing, and as soon as they get done performing, they leave. Like, what happened to the networking, boo? What happened to the support? You feel me? So, yeah, shouts out. All day. Now, I want to know about some upcoming things that you have going on, because we don't never want our people to be outside of the know and left out the loop. You know what I'm saying? So let us know exactly what you got going on when it comes to, like, shows, videos, you know what I'm saying, branding. Let us know. Talk to us.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of things going on right now. I'm probably going to do this show with Juvenile, open up for Juvenile out of Cash Money. Probably January 9th in the Monarch Theater in Phoenix. And also I got a single dropping on December 7th, which is Friday, with my boy Lonnie Bands out of Oklahoma. Well, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So yeah, make sure y'all go check that out on Spotify. So that should be a banger. It's called OK to the Text. So that should be a pretty good banger right there too.
I'm silly. I'm going to need my people that's going to be in the area to check them out on them days, you feel me? My boy, Mr. Burger is out here making moves, and I'm going to need y'all to jump on the train with him. If y'all don't know where to find my guy, I'm going to need y'all to hop on over to twitter.com/MR BUGER2200661, baby. And if you want to see everything he got going on, I'm going to need you to hop on over on that Instagram.com/MRBUGERBOYZ, baby. And jump on the Mr. Burger train, because he's out here doing big things. And y'all know y'all girls don't gas, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to make sure y'all doing that. Now, when it comes to, like, interviews, like this one, you know what I'm saying? It's very good to keep yourself as transparent as possible, you know what I mean? Because that's what the listeners are waiting for, you know what I mean? To see if your music, you know, backs up your real life. So I want you to talk to my people, you know what I'm saying, and let them know something that you really want them to know from the heart about Mr. Burger, who he is and who he ain't.
Well, I'm just, like I said, I'm just low-key. I love doing music and everything. I love networking and working with different people and traveling. So, and also, I like burgers. So if I come to your neighborhood, to your city, you got to show me the good burger joints for the most part. And just a people person, man. I just love life, living life right now. Bless.
No doubt. Now, as you also know, the industry right now, especially when it comes to independent artists, like, the game is, like, saturated. It's dripping with artists everywhere. Some of them sound the same. Some of them sound different. You know what I'm saying? Some of them is going some places. Some of them ain't. Let's just keep it all the way 100. You know what I mean? So why don't you talk to my people about what sets you apart from the rest of these cats that's out here right now?
Well, what I noticed for me, been in the business for like almost over a year, just you got to have a drive and a push. And I know that some people, they do some music and they just kind of give up on their projects and just get complacent. So you kind of just kind of stay with it. And, you know, so you get your break for the most part. That's what I did. I just kind of just been doing different shows in different cities and networking and just kind of got my break through different people. So that's for the most part, just kind of keep working, keep grinding.
Definitely. Now, staying on that note, you know what I'm saying, because you're kicking a little wisdom. I always like to ask my people that come on to bless the young kings and queens that's out here trying to be in this game, because they look at the TV, they look at all the things on social media, you know what I'm saying, and they have a preconceived notion about what the game is and what you really got to do to get there. So why don't you drop some jewels in their ear, you know what I'm saying, about the do's and the don'ts when it comes to this game.
Just pretty much just be yourself and try to be original. Be yourself and set you apart from everybody else. And the don'ts, just like I said, don't try to be like everybody else and like ride the wave of the new trends or what's going on. Just kind of come up with your own style and own ideas, and that probably just set you apart, you know.
Definitely. Now, I got to ask you this question, you know what I'm saying? Because it just popped on me, you know what I mean? And I would like to know, you know, how often do you sit down and write new tracks? Is that like a definite must-do thing for you, like a certain time, you know, certain times out the week or just when you get a beat? Or, like, how do you run that? Because, you know what I'm saying, every muscle needs to be flexed.
Man, it's weird because, like, I mean, I got my own ritual, so I guess it worked for me. I just, like, I do like a good track, and then I just take me, like, a good 3 and 4. Well, I try to put out something, like, every 4 to 6 months. So that would give me a break, you know what I'm saying? Then that would give me time to work on a project, and I just take time out to relax and enjoy life a little bit. That way you won't get overwhelmed, and it kind of stress people out. I can understand what the music industry here stress you out, trying to do too much. So I just kind of let nobody rush me. I just kind of take my time. I do a project like every 4 to 6 months. And it kind of been working for me.
Okay. I'm feeling that. Y'all need to check my boy out, honey. There's a burger in the building. And if y'all don't know where he at, y'all need to slide on over to that twitter.com/MRBUGER2200661, honey. And then you can go ahead and catch him on that gram.com at Mr. Burger Boys with a Z at the end. Whatever you do, honey, I'm going to need y'all to like, share, stream, comment, download my boy Mr. Burger. You feel me? He is doing no small feats around here, and we need y'all to jump on the train and give him a listen. You hear me? Now, I want you to go ahead and give your people some shouts out, because a lot of the time, without no team, there is no dream, and vice versa. So we don't never want to forget to drop your team some love out here. So go on and shout them out.
Yes. First of all, shout out to the man above. And then I'm shout out to my boy Ryan Katz, management team. Shout out to Radio Push with Tubi, of course. Shout out to you for doing this interview with me. My boy Tuso, my Kenfolk, TMC, Drew Money, Boss Game, my boy producer Mystic. So this one, you go down the road. I can be going out there, but that just really kept them.
No doubt.
So shout out to the fan. I can hear you want to be done without the fan, so that's the main shout out.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I want to give all his team, all his friends, all his fam, all his fans. Shout out, honey. You know what I'm saying? Your boy is doing big things because right now he is on Radio Tipitious TV, honey. And if y'all don't know, that's streaming worldwide on Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple TV, and currently streaming in over 150 countries and even more homes, honey. So that's to tell you something about Mr. Barker. I'm going to need y'all to check him out, like I said. And if y'all forgot where he at, just run this back one more time. Press that rewind and let it play, baby. Y'all gonna figure it out all day. I want to say thank you for everybody for coming through. And thank you, Mr. Burger, for rocking with us on the Dream Hustle Win podcast.
100. You have a good one.
Yeah, baby. Like y'all know, this is your girl, Jay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host for the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio on Radio Pushers TV. Shouts out to all the sponsors, baby, for allowing us to do what we do when we do what we do. You feel me? All right, y'all. Y'all, I'm going to check for y'all one more time because your girl's in she's a small fish in a big pond. So after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. And we only got a little time to promote the best. So y'all make sure y'all checking out Mr. Burger, baby. Deuces, I'm going to catch y'all on the go round one time.
Yeah.